everybody. It's been a minute, but I just wanted to come back and just give a little update. Just recently had a birthday. Feeling blessed. Glad to be here. There's been a lot of rocky roads, but I'm just glad to be graced with another day to, to just embrace the future and invest into the younger generation and just to, be hopeful and see what the next day can bring and all that good stuff. So I was just thinking, and I just wanted to come on here and share a little bit of what was given to me. And I was just want to talk quickly about expectation and actually expecting a harvest from seeds that you've sown. And coming from the perspective of someone that is a giver, a lot of times you are in the place that people just say, hey, you should just give and not expect anything in return. And I have lived my life that way a lot of times, and I found myself even, sometimes having a place of bitterness just because you feel like you're just never reaping the full benefits of what you give. And so God was just helping me through that challenging moment of embracing the fact that you are a giving person, because it definitely is better to give than to receive. It is much more of a blessing, and you definitely want to stay in that space and don't change that energy. However, God was having to show me the perspective and how to put things in balance, because that's where I get messed up a lot of times. A lot of times I will get too slanted in one direction and not understand the importance of balance. So he was just showing me through, different scripture and things like that, how to bring that balance back into perspective. And I was brought to Proverbs, I believe it's 24:14, that says, basically says that if you gain wisdom, then you will have a future, and you won't be disappointed. So in everything, you have to have wisdom, even in giving. And I was thinking about how farmers, they plant seed with an expectation of harvest. And with that, they know they're never going to reap the benefits of every seed that they plant. There's going to be some seeds that don't reap a harvest. So there are going to be some areas where you give that you do not have reciprocity in that same space. You have to be okay with that. But in the event that every seed that you plant, you never harvest from any of the seed that you plant, then you have to either one of the two things. You have to either monitor or see that either you have bad seed or you have bad ground. One of the two things. You either have bad seed or you have bad ground. Now, how do you know which one it is? If you monitor or you look and see, well, I've planted seed here and nothing has grown, but I gave that same seed away and that person planted it and they reaped a harvest, then you know it's not your seed, it's your ground. So you have to do inventory of everything of your life, the places and the people that you're sowing into, and then the fact that you, where you're planting and how you're actually putting something away from your, for yourself. Even a farmer is smart enough to know that all of their seed, they're not going to sell or give away. They're going to have to put something to the side for their own family. And they're going to have to take care of home first. And then whatever residual is left over, that's what you give away and that's what you sell. And also you have to know that, that you are worthy of your hire. You can't give everything away. There has to be something that is actually invested that you expect to have return on, And so there's a lot of things, whether you are a biblical person or not, the scripture supports it. And if you're not a person that believes in the Bible or whatever the case may be, and you're really into this, these laws of reciprocity of the universe, which a lot of that ties back to Bible, if you really want to get deep, but now is not the time or place for that. But you have to have a spirit of expectancy. You have to put that particular energy out into the air. No, you can't be a person like, well, I did this for this person, so I should expect something back from them. No, it doesn't always work that way. But you should have some type of a spirit of some type of expectancy that the things that you are sowing are being recycled into the atmosphere some way, that they will come back to you in one way or another. And that's whether it's good deeds or whether it's love or whatever the case may be, there should be some reciprocity in some space or area. And then you have to know, like I've seen one time, someone said, I think it was in a poetry book, it basically said, you have to understand that no matter how much you water a rock, it's never going to soften up. And so you have to understand that if you are sowing seed or even watering on hard ground, at some point you have to stop expecting reciprocity in that space. If you keep sowing on bad ground, it's not the ground's fault anymore. It becomes your fault because you have not used the wisdom to understand that this is bad ground and I can't keep throwing my seed in bad ground and expecting harvest. And so these are the things that you have to take into place. And you also have to be mindful of the things that are going on around you in the seasons. You know, a farmer will look like a fool if he's out here planting during harvest season while everybody else is taking up their crop and collecting their harvest, because after a while, if you don't collect, then you know the seasons are going to change, it's going to get cold, and then you're going to lose your harvest because you didn't collect what you're supposed to collect during harvest season. That's something that I'm learning too. A lot of times I planted amazing seed, but then when it was time for me to eat, so to speak, or time for me to collect in that season, I was not paying attention, or I was too scared to come out in hungry mode and collect what was for me, or say no, I deserve this right now, you know, or, you know, I've sown the seed, so no, I deserve to reap the benefits of the harvest. When you're too passive and you're not, you know, you're too afraid to say, hey, I work for this, I deserve to get this, and I don't care who's looking at me, who's judging me, I deserve to reap the benefit because this is where I have sown. When people know that they can get over on you, unfortunately, we live in a society that they will get over on you. Everybody's hungry. They're looking to reap harvest in places that they've sown and places that they have not sown. And if you are not collecting your own harvest in that season, then someone else is going to see that opportunity and they're going to collect your harvest for you and not look back, not even look to share your harvest with you. They're just going to run away with it. So I'm learning so much in this season. You know, I'm approaching some milestones in my life, even though I may look a little bit younger than I am. My kids keep me young. You know, I'm definitely approaching some season times in my life to where I have to learn, because it's getting to the place where, you know, if you don't collect your wisdom, then your hope will be disappointed because you're not walking in wisdom. So as I was just transitioning and celebrating my birthday, and I was like, okay, what do I need to do in this next year? And basically it was being revealed to me. You have to learn. You have to learn how to operate in harvest season, and that has been my biggest struggle. Letting people get to my head, or you know, wanting to come across so meek and humble that when a time comes for me to walk with my head high and actually be okay with reciprocity and expect reciprocity in some areas, and then I back down. And what that automatically does is it causes your harvest to run from you. And so that's going to be my goal for this next year in my life, is to be okay no matter what other people think, or not feeling like I have to show my receipts that I've sown in this space to people in order to prove that I'm still meek and humble. When it's time for harvest season, don't even take the time to explain to the people around you. Get your harvest and eat. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm learning. That's something I wanted to give to other people who are givers and who are having a hard time with knowing how to be okay with expecting, you know, number one, having expectation, and number two, reaping the benefits from your harvest season, and number three, not caring about what the people around you say while you're reaping those benefits, and not feeling the need to explain to anyone or show them the receipts for your seed. All right. Thank you for listening. Hope to do this a little bit more, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.